Some folks wake up too early for lattes, but they can't avoid high gas prices. Some fishermen are getting driven out of business by high diesel prices. The men and women who go to sea to catch the fish we eat have to run their engines around the clock. And when they're dragging hulking steel ships through the water with 500 horsepower diesel motors, fuel prices are a heavy blow. NPR's Chris Arnold spent some time with some fishermen.
At a harbor in Saco, Maine, a 45-foot commercial fishing boat, the Ocean Spray, is motoring up to the pier. Craig Pendleton owns and captains this boat, which drags big nets for bottom fish like flounder and cod. He says the higher fuel costs are just hammering guys like him.
It's getting to the point where it's really frustrating. And, you know, I don't need to make $1 million, but I sure would like to have something at the end of the week.
That's not an exaggeration. Fuel's become such a huge expense that in fishing harbors around New England, fishermen are having trouble making any money at all. Up the coast in Portland, Maine, boat owner Brian Pierce has just unloaded his catch of cod and other ground fish from a three-day trip.
For instance, this last trip here, we made a meet $3,000 altogether. It's going to cost us about $2,400 in fuel, food, and ice.
And how much of that $2,400 is fuel? I mean, you know, what are you paying per day?
Oh, I would say $2,200 of it was for fuel. I leave $600 for myself, another man, and the expense and cost of a boat.
So Pierce just spent 3 days at sea working around the clock and doesn't have much to show for it. Just a year or so ago, when fuel was about half the price, Pierce would have had another $1,000 in his pocket after a trip like this. Go back 5 or 6 years and he'd have had another $1,500 in his pocket, because back then
I was paying below $1 a gallon for fuel. And right now I think it's around $4.25, $4.30 a gallon. So, I mean, that's four times as much as it was 5 years ago.
So for many types of commercial fishermen, the spike in fuel prices has turned the economics of fishing on its head.
140, we're going to go one bid one.
100 yards away down the pier, the daily fish auction is underway. In this refrigerated warehouse, you can see why fishermen like Pierce are in trouble. The fish here gets unloaded, packed on ice, and sold to the highest bidder. The problem is there's no way to pass along a higher fuel cost.
You know, it's an auction. The auction mechanism works quite well.
Bert Jongerden is the general manager of the Portland Fish Exchange. He says fishermen can only get what customers will pay. And those customers have a lot of choices. They can usually get cheap farmed catfish or shrimp from Asia, or they could just eat more chicken. They're only going to pay so much for Atlantic cod.
Whatever market forces are working that day, that's what the price will be. You know, and then it's not like a boat can say, you know, I need to charge an extra 50 cents a pound for fuel. You know, the market won't work that way.
Jongerden heads outside to the fish pier, where a bunch of hulking 70-foot fishing boats are tied up. He says half the fishing fleet here isn't working. The owners say with fuel so expensive, it just doesn't pay to leave the dock.
This whole fuel thing has just got this big cascading effect on everybody. It's just, you know, the boats can't fish because they can't make any money. The crews that on the fishing boats have all decided they can't work because, I mean, no one works for nothing. The ice house is affected because they're not selling ice because boats aren't fishing. They're not selling fuel because boats aren't fishing. So, I mean, this whole little economic model on the waterfront is just in a big lurch right now.
Economists and fishermen both predict that if fuel prices stay this high, there's going to be a big shakeout in the industry. Some fishermen will be okay, say scallopers who get a good price for their catch, but a lot of others will go out of business. Brian Pierce will probably be one of them. Already last year, he sold his federal fishing permit for the bigger of his two boats. He says he'd like to sell both his boats, but he's having trouble.
And right now, with the price of fuel, I just spoke with my boat broker this morning about my selling my small boat, and he said nobody's buying anything, boats, permits, anything.
Pierce says on top of the fuel, restrictions to protect certain types of fish are getting tougher, so he's just giving up.
What's the point? You know, enough's enough. You can only beat a dog so much.
Some fishermen think over the long term, the industry will adapt to higher fuel prices, say shift to smaller engines and fish in fewer areas. Changes in regulations could help, but a lot of that'll take time. And if the cost of fuel doesn't drop soon, a lot of fishermen say they'll be looking for other work. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.